White House's 2027 budget would up defense spending, / $73 billion in non-defense spending. By Nick Gilbertson on April 3, 2026. The White House on Friday released President Donald Trump's 2027 budget proposal, which would cut $73 billion from non-defense spending compared to 2026, while increasing the defense budget by $445 billion. The $73 billion cut in non-defense spending proposed by the Office of Management and Budget, headed by Russ Vought, would be a 10% drop from the 2026 budget. It focuses on shrinking or nixing woke, weaponized, and wasteful programs, while continuing to support seniors, veterans, law enforcement, and the government's other top priorities, according to the White House. Meanwhile, it asks Congress to increase defense spending from about $1 trillion in the 2026 budget to $1.5 trillion in the 2027 budget. This is a $445 billion or 42% increase from the 2026 total resource level. Of this amount, the budget includes $1.1 trillion in base discretionary budget authority specifically for DOW in 2027, a top-line sheet on the 92 budget proposal notes. The budget also includes a request for $350 billion in additional mandatory resources through reconciliation for critical administration priorities such as increasing access to critical munitions and further expansion of the defense industrial base, it adds. The budget also requests $40.8 billion in discretionary spending for the Department of Justice, DOJ. The president is delivering on his promise to stop the migrant crime epidemic, demolish the foreign drug cartels, crush gang violence, and lock up violent offenders. The president's budget reflects his continued commitment in delivering these tough-on-crime policies by providing a historic $40.8 billion in discretionary budget authority for the Department of Justice, DOJ, in 2027. A $4.7 billion or 13% increase over the 2026 enacted level. Additionally, it asks for $30 million in funding for the DOJ's National Fraud Division. Under DOJ funding, the White House would use $1.7 billion to secure U.S. prisons and restore Alcatraz. Within this level, the budget also affirms the president's commitment to rebuild Alcatraz as a state-of-the-art secure prison facility, providing $152 million to cover the first year of project costs, the budget requests. The White House seeks key funding for homeland protection and removals of illegal aliens, per the top-line sheet. The budget also invests $136 million for the Automated Commercial Environment, ACE, technology investment, which manages payments for tariffs and trade, facilitating ACE implementation a year ahead of schedule. The budget provides $322 million for counter-drug technology and operations and $243 million for air and marine operations assets. It maintains critical funding for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, equal to the 2026 level, including $2.2 billion to maintain 41,500 immigration detention beds at base levels. When combined with amounts provided in the WFTC, this amount is sufficient to activate up to 100,000 single adult detention beds and up to 30,000 family unit beds. This funding will help U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, and ICE secure the homeland, facilitate lawful trade and travel, and implement the administration's mass deportation initiative. The budget includes $1.47 billion for the protection of the United States' territorial integrity by enabling DOW to fulfill border-related operational requirements in the national defense areas and along the U.S. southern border, including the provision of sensors and intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities to proactively deter threats to the homeland. An additional $605 million for National Guard mobilizations to the D.C. Safe and Beautiful Task Force is included for the safeguarding of our nation's capital and $216 million for the National Guard Reaction Force to respond to incidents requiring defense support of civil authorities. The budget advances the Department of State's border security mission by spending $5.6 billion in consular fees revenue to promote the welfare of American citizens at home and abroad. Strengthens legal migration pathways through rigorous visa process vetting, safeguards the integrity of U.S. borders, and enhances passport services. Additionally, The budget provides $1.2 billion at state to counter cartels and other transnational criminal organizations and disrupt and reduce illicit synthetic drug trafficking, particularly in the Western Hemisphere, to combat the devastating effect these drugs have on American communities. It would repurpose funding from former President Joe Biden's Infrastructure and Jobs Act to support initiatives to lower energy costs and increase abundance, and to fund the creation of a supply of critical minerals from natural resources in the United States. Moreover, it calls for $3.5 billion to rapidly deploy firm baseload power and $1.2 billion for AI to support 7 AI supercomputers at the Argonne and Oak Ridge National Laboratories. The budget requests $483 billion for the Department of Veterans Affairs in 2027, $10 billion for targeted, priority construction and beautification projects in and around Washington, D.C., and a $481 million increase for the Federal Aviation Administration for an uptick in air traffic control hires.